This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. Beware of a day when no soul will benefit another soul in any way. This verse addresses the fact that in the next life, no one can benefit anyone else. The first point of reflection is that on the Day of Judgment, no one can benefit others. The Prophet ﷺ himself informed his family that he couldn't, of himself, intercede on their behalf. The fact is that his mother and his father died disbelievers, and there's nothing he could do to save them. Even his beloved uncle, Abu Talib, is in the hellfire. Though it's only his feet that are in the hellfire, his brains are boiling. That's what the Prophet ﷺ informed us. If he were going to help anybody, of course, they would have been the first that he would help. But the reality is that he cannot help anyone. Only those whom Allah has chosen that he intercedes for are those who he intercedes by Allah's command. The second point of reflection is that we have to individually work for our own salvation. We are held responsible to take care of our own affairs. Salvation is in our own hands. This is how Allah has made it. The third point of reflection is that consciousness of the judgment is woven into our daily prayers. Maliki Yawm al-Din. We say 17 times every day in prayer. Allah is the owner of the Day of Judgment. Saying that is a point of hope and assurance. So whatever we have been wronged about, whatever harm has come to us, Allah will judge it on the Day of Judgment. Nobody is going to escape His judgment. It's assurance for us to be patient with what we are facing now, knowing that no one will escape Allah's judgment. But it also contains a warning regarding personal accountability. We will have to answer for whatever we have done. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.